Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal appeals court upholds World Vision's hiring freedom. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this kind of reminds me of the case that we have at Liberty University versus Zinsky, the individual who took a job at Liberty University. He is a man, and then suddenly he announced that he was taking puberty blockers and wanted to be called Eleanor, and now has sued Liberty University. It's very clearly a setup. And so it makes you wonder about this case with World Vision, where this female took a job, or actually she got an offer, and then she said, oh, wait, I'm married to a woman, and I'm having a baby with her.
Yeah, so this is a great decision. It's Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on the West Coast. In our Liberty University case, we have filed a brief, and the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which is on the East Coast, it's in Richmond, Virginia. And it's a very similar situation. And as you mentioned, Liberty University terminated an individual who, after his 90 days probation, comes out and says, you know what, before I actually applied, I've been taking female hormones for 4 months. I signed your doctrinal statement, which says males and female, God created male and female.
I agree with that
statement. Signed off on it, agrees with it.
But oops,
God
just kidding.
God created us in his image, male and female, and it's a sin to identify with anything other than your God-given birth sex.
But I was just kidding, I guess.
And he says, oh, by the way, I want to change to Eleanor, and I'm taking these hormones and so forth.
I smell
and they say, you know, that contrary to our doctrinal statement, he files suit. Now it's up at the Court of Appeals. So this is a case, our Liberty University case, one that could go to the United States Supreme Court. But this one here, out of the other side of the coast, is a great decision. It's mm-hmm. the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And it recently ruled that the Christian aid organization World Vision has the freedom to hire people who share the organization's beliefs for jobs that have vital religious duties.
And this particular woman had applied to be a customer service rep. So in essence, she becomes the voice of World Vision. People call, and she is a reflection of this organization. So the court said, no, you have a very prominent position where you're representing the organization, and you have to represent their mission.
Yeah, in 2021, Audrey McMahon sued World Vision for rescinding her job offer as a customer service representative after she disclosed that she was, as you mentioned, in a same-sex marriage and that she was pregnant and she wanted to continue working with this Christian organization. World Vision holds to the biblical belief that sexuality should fall solely within a faithful marriage between a man and a woman. The ministry standard of conduct for its employees prohibits sexual conduct outside of biblical covenant of marriage between a man and a woman. And according to the court's ruling, McMahon indicated during the interview process that she was aligned with the standards despite being, quote, married, close quote, to a woman. According to the court's ruling, you know, that's very similar to what we see in Liberty University.
Right. What part of that do you not understand? Sexual conduct outside the biblical covenant of marriage between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
How is that not clear?
It's pretty clear. And so she's really deceptive. And so after she receives a formal job offer, McMahon then says, you know, to World Vision, by the way, I am, quote unquote, married to a woman. And when asked about maternity leave for herself, she specifies that she was the one pregnant and not her, quote, wife, close quote. So she was acting, I guess, as the male counterpart, if you will. McMahon then alleged World Vision's rescission of the job offer was discrimination based on sex, sexual orientation, and marital status under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and the Washington law against discrimination.
You know, people are really pushing it to the limit nowadays, Matt. This is unbelievable.
It is. I mean, the ruling says, however, quote, World Vision's core mission is to bear witness to Jesus Christ through acts of service, including support for children, those afflicted by conflict, and the poor, by partnering with churches, donors, and other members of the public through prayer and ministry. The CSRs, which are the customer service representatives' responsibilities, lie at the very core of World Vision's mission, because CSRs are the organization's voice, face, and heart. Without the CSRs, World Vision would be severely hindered in pursuing its central religious mission.
I mean, can you imagine somebody calling the organization, talking to a customer service representative who is a female, and then she happens to say something about her wife? Can you imagine? It would be like crickets.
So you're calling a Christian organization, expecting them to be in alignment with their biblical values that they've clearly published, and now you have somebody there that they're putting out as a person of contact, the face and voice of World Vision, who's diametrically opposed to that mission.
Absolutely.
And not just people from the public, but also your coworkers. How does that happen, you know, with your coworkers? You know, in the Liberty University case, the interesting thing, we made that argument before the judge in the lower court when we asked the case to be dismissed in the Zinsky case against Liberty University. And the judge issued an opinion and said, well, the worst thing that could happen to Liberty is that it would be considered by some to be hypocritical. You've got a doctrinal statement on the one hand that says God created us in his image, male and female. You can't identify opposite from how God created you. But on the other hand, Liberty, if they have to employ Zinsky, is an individual who wants to, quote, identify as the opposite gender, and they allow him to do so. What's the big harm?
Oh, that's kind of important. I mean, can
what's
you imagine
the big harm?
I mean, recruiting students with that basis?
But I mean, the judge basically said the only harm would be, well, some people might think you're hypocritical, but that's not a big deal. Because, listen to this, it's not a big deal because you have other people that are employees that are also sinners, because we're all sinners.
True.
I mean.
But that's kind of blatant against the doctrine, you know?
Well, it's the judge getting into doctrine and trying to say what's appropriate, what's not. And how does he know about the other employees anyway? There was no evidence about that. Just because we're all sinners doesn't mean that we can't have people that align with our doctrinal beliefs, right?
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous. So, I mean, the implications of the Liberty University case are significant. And this is a good decision that just came down that will help us in our argument. So when we have already issued our opening brief, we're waiting on the response brief from the Zinsky. We're certainly going to put in our reply brief this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision, World Vision, Inc. versus McMahon. And that particular decision was from a three-judge panel that found that the ministerial exception under the First Amendment to employment discrimination laws allowed World Vision to rescind a hiring offer to a woman because she was in a same-sex marriage. The First Amendment has the free exercise of religion. And so the Supreme Court created what they, or recognized what they wrote about, called a ministerial exception. So a ministerial exception would be that religious employers have the right to hire ministers. And despite what employment law says, the government can't tell you what kind of minister to hire or fire. That's totally up to the religious organization. Well, it moved from ministers that are like preaching type ministers, pastoring ministers, to people who do ministerial kinds of functions, but they may not be the minister. So teachers, there's different cases that came out, two cases that applied the ministerial exception to teachers. In this particular case, though, it's not just limited to teachers. It's people that are communicating the mission and message of the organization.
Well, they'd be praying with donors or whatever that would call up. I mean, there's different forms of ministry that would happen with this particular customer service person.
Yeah, so in World Vision, they're going to be the face, they're going to be the voice, they could be praying with individuals. You need to have them consistent with your mission and your doctrine. In Liberty University's case, it's an IT person. That IT person is communicating directly with faculty, staff, and students, both online and in person and over the phone, telecommunications-wise. Could be Zoom, could be just phone call, could be hooking up different computers so that they can walk you through. But they're communicating directly with faculty, staff, and students. You want them to be in alignment with your Christian doctrine and mission. For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.